KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys play, it was Atlantic defeating Creston by a final of 47-40 last night as those two teams tangled last evening down in Creston in a game heard here on KJAN. Atlantic struggled early in the ballgame, falling behind 11-2 and finding themselves in some early foul trouble as all three of their leading scorers were each saddled with two first-quarter fouls. But Coach Steve Blazek says one of the ways that they were able to rally back was hitting the offensive glass hard in the second half.
Yeah, we did. And, I mean, it was rugged in there. I mean, for his touchy fouls to get us in foul trouble the first quarter, I mean, they swallowed their whistles the last quarter pretty much. And, of course, I was a little upset with them at halftime, and I told them, you three guys in the stripes are going to determine who wins this game. And, you know, so maybe they went too far the other way. I don't know, but it was a nice win.
After shooting very well in an easy win the night before, the Trojans struggled with their shots early.
But it's a little frustrating the way we played. You know, and you got to give a lot of credit to Creston because they're a nice ball club, you know. And they're a little deeper than we are, and especially when we got in foul trouble, that was a big concern. But, just a will to win the game, you know, and a lot of heart basically is what it came down to.
Well, Sam Markham had 15 points. So did Dalton Franken last night to lead the way for the Trojans, who rallied back with the win in the second half. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, boys action. It was Red Oak surprising Kemper Catholic 63-50. Glenwood beat Denison in overtime 66-59. And Nebraska City down Shenandoah in non-conference play 60-44. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Griswold over Audubon 60-49. Missouri Valley beating AHST 52-43. Trainer over Tri-Center 76-52. And Riverside beat Underwood 55-48. In boys Rolling Hills conference play last night, Cam over Orient Maxburg 49-34. Glenn Ralston topping Exira EHK 54-51. Grandview Park Baptist beat Adair Casey 56-52, while Ankeny Christian down Peyton Sherdan 73-31. Also around the region last night of boys hoops, it was Boyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute 61-44. Carroll beat Bondurant Farrar 59-50. Des Moines Christian over Coon Rapids Bayard 64-26. Fremont Mills topping Clarinda Academy 58-30. Guthrie Center beat Earlham 70-53. IKM Manning over Arweva 73-41. Lennox over Bedford 64-54. Mount Air beat Corning 69-37. Nottoway Valley big over East Union 98-20. Sydney beat Essex 63-19. Sioux City East over Abraham Lincoln 78-33. Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson 87-34. South Page topping Heartland Christian 67-55. Stanton a winner over Nishnabotna 49-40. Van Meter beat Panorama 75-53. Villisca over East Mills 47-36. West Central Valley beat Woodward Granger 62-51. And Whiting over Logan Magnolia 53-42. In girls' hoops last night, in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic defeating Creston 55-46. Glenwood beat Denison 48-44. Kemper Catholic downing Red Oak 46-35. Shenandoah beat Nebraska City 44-37. And Clarinda over Auburn, Nebraska 40-24. In Western Iowa Conference girls' play last night, Riverside beat Underwood 39-32. Trainer over Tri-Center 42-39. Missouri Valley beat AHST 33-30. In Rolling Hills Conference girls' play last night, Adair Casey, a winner over Grandview Park Baptist, 62-21. Exira EHK beat Glidden Ralston, 59-28. Orient Maxburg over Cam, 33-27. Elsewhere around the region in girls' hoops, it was Bedford over Lennox, 66-41. Bondurant Farrar beat Carroll, 54-38. Boyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute, 52-34. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City East, 60-36. Des Moines Christian over Coon Rapids Bayard, 62-26. Earlham over Guthrie Center, 63-28. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 67-21. IKM Manning over Arweva 75-53. Panorama beat Van Meter 65-31. Sioux City North topping Thomas Jefferson 53-23. Whiting over Logan Magnolia 56-26. Woodward Granger a winner over West Central Valley 64-43 in girls' hoops last night. In college hoops, Ethan Raggi matched a career high with 22 points and 6 3-pointers, and number 13 Creighton got off to a blistering start on its way to a 91-61 victory over Drake Tuesday night. Doug McDermott added 16 points to that victory as the Blue Jays win their ninth straight game to go to 15-1, 4-0 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Creighton has won 71 straight against opponents who have a 500 or worse record, and it was apparent early that the streak was in no jeopardy. The Blue Jays, who made a season-high 16 three-pointers, led by 30 points in the first half and 35 in the second half. Joey King had 17, Jordan Clark and Micah Mason 11 each for Drake, who falls to 6-9 overall. They're 0-4 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 1 Duke beat Clemson 68-40, number 10 Missouri over Alabama 84-68, Ohio State, ranked number 15, beat Purdue 74-64, while 19th-rated Georgetown was defeated by Pittsburgh 73-45. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones open up the Big 12 race at 6th-ranked Kansas. ISU coach Fred Hoiberg is looking for his first victory in Allen Fieldhouse. Hoiberg says Kansas is especially tough at home.
You just look at their home court record over the course of, you know, their existence, and, you know, it's a very difficult place to compete. It's a very difficult place to win. But again, our guys are excited about it. We're excited about it as a staff. You know, we're going to go down there and lay it out there and see what happens.
Hoiberg says the key will be surviving Kansas' pressure defense in the opening minutes of the game.
It's almost like you're playing against 8 guys out there on the floor. So, we're just, going to go out there. And again, the big thing, you have to go out and play with effort. If you don't match their intensity the first 5 minutes, a lot of times it's over by that first media timeout.
Iowa State enters conference play with a 10-3 record overall coming into tonight's matchup. In the NBA last night, Brooklyn beat Philadelphia 109-89, Indiana over Miami 87-77, Minnesota dumped Atlanta 108-103, Houston topped the LA Lakers 125-112, and Milwaukee beat Phoenix 108-99. Lots of high school wrestling around the region last night. It was Audubon beating West Central Valley 71-6, Audubon over Corning 57-21, and Corning beat West Central Valley 42-28 in a double duel. Also last night, Shenandoah topped Underwood 54-30, Harlan over Thomas Jefferson 49-30. Shenandoah beat Thomas Jefferson as they both scored 37 points, Shenandoah winning on criteria. Harlan beat Underwood 54-26, Thomas Jefferson over Underwood 55-18, and Harlan over Shenandoah 55-21. Another double duel saw Bedford Lennox defeat Griswold 44-34. Bedford Lennox beat Red Oak 50-29. Red Oak over Griswold 40-36. Creston beat Kemper Catholic 55-18. Creston also a winner over Lewis Central 54-18. East Mills topping St. Albert 55-24. East Mills beat Southwest Iowa 52-24. It was St. Albert over Southwest Iowa 40-24. And St. Albert topping Tarkio, Missouri 42-24. Also, Missouri Valley beat Clarinda Academy 60-15. It was Woodbury Central over Missouri Valley 60-18. Clarinda Academy falling to Bishop Heelan Catholic 39-28. Missouri Valley topping Bishop Heelan Catholic 42-30. And Woodbury Central beat Clarinda Academy 72-10 last night in wrestling. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs haven't hired a general manager to make crucial personnel decisions. Andy Reid hasn't even hired a single assistant coach yet, but that hardly seems to matter. The pressing concern, at least for those who attended Reid's introductory news conference Monday, was what the longtime Philadelphia Eagles coach plans to do at quarterback. The Chiefs' biggest area of need coincides with the most important position on the field. It's the biggest reason why the Chiefs went 2-14 last season and why Reid was hired to replace Romeo Crennel, and the Chiefs were looking for a new general manager. Reid plans to start by analyzing the quarterbacks on last season's roster, Matt Cassel, Brady Quinn, and Ricky Stanzi, though it likely will be a bit discouraging. Well, the Eagles will interview Lovie Smith for their coaching vacancy tomorrow. Smith was fired after 9 seasons with the Bears. He led Chicago to 3 division titles and 1 NFC championship and lost his job after the team went 3-5 after a 7-1 start, missing the playoffs. The Eagles, who fired Andy Reid after 14 seasons, also plan to interview Indianapolis offensive coordinator Bruce Arians and Seattle defensive coordinator Gus Bradley this week. A person familiar with the interview tells the Associated Press that the Browns have met with Montreal Alouettes coach Mark Trestman. He's the 5th known candidate to interview with the Browns, who fired Pat Shurmur last week after 2 seasons. Minnesota assistant coaches Mike Singletary and Mike Prefer will interview for the Chicago head coaching vacancy. Vikings coach Leslie Frazier has confirmed that the Bears made that request. The Jacksonville Jaguars have agreed to hire Atlanta Director of Player Personnel David Caldwell as their general manager, charging him with turning around one of the league's worst teams. His first move will be deciding the fate of coach Mike Mularkey, who went 2-14 in his first season in Jacksonville and has lost 20 of his last 23 games as a head coach. The Arizona Cardinals have promoted Steve Keim to general manager. He joined the Cardinals in 1999 as a scout and was promoted to the player personnel position last year. Robert Griffin III will have knee surgery today to repair a torn ligament in his right knee and to see if there's damage to a second ligament. Baylor coach Art Briles confirmed to the Associated Press that the Redskins' rookie quarterback has a torn lateral collateral ligament. He says the surgery will determine whether Griffin has damaged the ACL in that knee. A torn LCL requires a rehabilitation period of several months, possibly extending into training camp and the start of next season. A torn ACL is a more severe injury, typically requiring 9 to 12 months of recovery. Griffin tore his ACL in the same knee while playing for Baylor in the third game of the 2009 season, and he missed the rest of the year. Dallas Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant has undergone successful surgery on his broken left index finger after postponing that procedure for the final three games of the season. Bryant broke the finger in the fourth quarter at Cincinnati on December 9th and caught a game-changing touchdown pass after the injury. He had a career-high 224 yards 2 weeks later against New Orleans. The Cowboys also fired their defensive coordinator, Rob Ryan, after two seasons with the team. Well, the BCS Conference Commissioners have announced the first semifinals in the new playoff system will be played in the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl on January 1st of 2015. In the second year of the playoff, the Orange Bowl will host a semifinal, along with one of the three other sites that still have yet to be selected. The site of the first championship is also still to come, though Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas, seems to be the front runner. A Pac-12 report says its investigation found no evidence of physical or mental abuse of players in the Washington State football program under Coach Mike Leach. The findings of the independent review mirrored the findings of Washington State's own internal review of the allegations, which was released last month. Former Washington State receiver Marcus Wilson contended near the end of last football season that players were suffering physical and mental abuse at the hands of coaches. Wilson quit the team and subsequently recanted his allegations. In baseball news, Adam LaRoche has signed a two-year deal to stay with the Washington Nationals. The 33-year-old's deal includes a mutual option for a third year. LaRoche had been looking for a three-year deal after hitting .271 with 33 homers and 100 RBIs this season. Alex Rodriguez is scheduled for hip surgery on January 16th. The New York Yankees third baseman could be sidelined until the All-Star break because of the injury, which was disclosed by the team last month. A-Rod has been undergoing physical therapy in preparation for the operation by Dr. Brian Kelly of the Hospital for Special Surgery. And National Hockey League owners will gather in New York today to vote on the tentative labor agreement reached with the union last weekend. If a majority approves, as expected, the NHL will move one step closer toward the official end of the lockout. As of Tuesday afternoon, a memorandum of understanding of the deal hadn't been completed, so the union has yet to schedule a vote for its more than 700 members. A majority of players also must approve the deal for hockey to return to the ice. If there are no snags, ratification could be finished by Saturday, and training camps then can then open up on Sunday. A 48-game regular season would then be expected to begin on January 19th. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.